over that.
I'm going to order a special board meeting at 8 a.m. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Barnett?
Both are present.
Mr. Pleasant Berry?
Here.
Mr. Woodman?
Here.
Mr. Legany?
Here.
Mr.
Please rise for the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, one item for discussion around action today, approval of the resolution dating for the bidding upon urgent necessity and authorizing the contract with Spectra for medial flooring work at Hannah Ashton Middle School. Mr. Reed, go ahead and take us through what you can before we get into all the other stuff.
Sure. So, this might answer some questions. How this happened, our cleaning crew goes through and deep cleans on every building throughout the summer. So, that cleaning crew finished with Hannah Ashton second and third floor last week on Friday. And one of the last things that they do is the floor. So, in part of that, we strip, seal, we'll coat and seal the floor. Well, that is a moisture-based thing. It's a liquid that we do that with. And essentially what has happened was, what you see here are two pictures of what we walked into Monday morning. That is not how it looked Friday when they left. So what we found and what you see there, and actually the picture on the left, you can see some wood that's pulled up. We pulled that up to see how thick this underlayment was. It's very thin. It is not marine grade. It's not marine grade, so it has no water retention qualities whatsoever, and that's exactly what happened. So whenever this was put in, now this is not a specified tile, so we don't have to worry about that. So that dates it not. It's not like 20, 25-year-old tile. But when it was put in, this inexpensive, non-water grade underlayment board was put down before the tile. So over years of cleaning the floors, whether that's mopping, stripping, sealing, all that, it got to the point where when it dried, it expanded and popped. So that's what we walked into. I think that the pictures, although I don't have one here. The one on the left here. Even ones that aren't popped are starting to look like, I call it Massey's Pizza Pepperoni. every piece is curling up on the end. Exactly. And when you walk on the floor, you can hear the wood cracking underneath your feet. It's bubbled. And again, that's not how it was Friday. How much of it? I sent this out yesterday. I can explain it a little bit better. Essentially, what you see here on this first one is the second floor. The only part that is affected is the part that is the original building. The additions are the subflooring is actually concrete, so we don't have that problem. Same with the third floor. We don't have any issues outside of those orange areas, because again, that is addition and it's concrete subfloor. So the proposal slash contract will be ripping out the bad wood, the bad tile, putting down marine grade plywood and sealing it, and then putting laminate over that. We're not gonna. It's a effective, inexpensive way of fixing the problem as quickly as possible. So
is the first floor not affected?
The first floor is original concrete.
Okay. Because I thought there was a basement. Yeah.
There is, but it's original concrete floor on that first floor.
Okay.
Yep.
And they're both the same floor?
Second and third floor.
Oh, third
yeah.
Floor.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait.
Third floor is where we have our fifth graders. Because the rooms are smaller than the rest, so let's get our small students in there. Which is our fifth graders for that building. So.
Are you worried that when you start pulling up the wood, that you're going to find other problems on the stuff?
I asked that question and no. It's metal beams. There is going to be some concrete. But in all honesty, it was just that the wrong underlayment was put underneath. Yeah. There's a possibility that it could be 100% complete by the first day of school. But worst case scenario is we'll have the plywood down, which is walkable because it's thick, and we'll have it sealed as well.
So if we don't approve this and we haven't put it on, it won't be ready for the first.
Correct. I'll have to find a place for 800 kids. Well, it's not 800, but 600. Okay. 600, yeah. Because I can't occupy the second or third floor.
You ready?
I'm ready for your question.
Okay. This here's a question. Thank you, Mr. Reed, for writing the board the relevant documents as quick as you could. I have several further questions. The first, when during the summer exactly was this discovered?
Monday.
Okay. Without speculating about before your time, is there a time we should have discovered this earlier?
No. The only way to discover this is if it's happening. Or if we were to decide to redo the flooring anyways. But until it pops, you can't see underneath it.
Perfect. I know you already answered about the asbestos tiles, but do we have any other concerns with asbestos or other structural concerns or mold exposure as per the contract?
In this building, no.
Thank you. What are the odds and concerns of it not being completed on time? I know you just answered with the plywood. So beyond that, if they do find any structural issues, will we still likely have to move the kids? Or
if we found severe structural issues, we would have to move the kids, but I don't believe we'll see that. Because you can, and the reason I say that is the ceilings are drop ceiling, so we open those up to look at the floor above, and it's very sound structurally, just poor choice of underlayment for the flooring.
Perfect. Next is, this company, seeing that there are maintainers, I want to make sure that they are, I really want to know if they're truly qualified, and in any bid or non-bid contracts we've had with them before, do they offer a reasonable market rate?
This is actually our contracted night quarters, so this is GCA or ADM that does our summer cleaning. They are trained annually by the company that supplies us the chemicals and the machinery to do the work. So, and honestly, for most of them, training annually means that they've been trained several times because these are residents of Reynoldsburg that work for ADM. So.
One last question for you. Do you need any sort of contingency amount on this, especially, well, you've answered with number 3. You didn't think it would be too risky, but do you need any contingency, or should we just go to the contract amount?
The contract amount should be fine. With the board action from last month's board meeting of a 10% contingency, that would be more than enough to cover any contingency.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Welcome, mm-hmm. Treasurer. I do have 2 questions for you. The first is, does this amount create any difficulties with regard to our current obligations? Yes. But this wouldn't impact anything we owe.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And the, again, for my second question, which is impacted for the 5 years. Thank you. Based on the documentation provided, the looming start of the school year, the clear needs for the repair, and the answers provided by Mr. Reed and Madam Treasurer, the fact that this will not put the district at financial risk, as well as the reasons stated in the proposed legislation, I support this and I ascribe the above as my personal rationale. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes,
thank you, again, Robert, for answering the series of questions. And I'm assuming your legal background, you know, in mind and knowing exactly what to ask and how. So I just think good notes, and I adopt that as my rationale as well.
Seeing nothing else, do I have a motion? Move on to the third. Do I have a second?
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay, I have to echo Mr. Berger's questions and comments. He's told most of them, but not all of my questions. So I'm not sure if there's nothing else, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next item is adjournment. Item 3.01. Do I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Move by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Varga, the older one. There's no discussion. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Varga?
Aye.